two Stephen King one-of-a-kind items, The Story of a King in White Satin. An Interview with Valerie Barnes. Valerie Barnes has been a Stephen King fan since she was 10 years old, but frankly, the word fan doesn't even come close to the depth of her fondness for the work of Stephen King. She's a superfan, and I have a photo of Valerie and Stephen King together on my wall and my website. There is no photo of me and Stephen King on my wall or my website. She has researched King's life for the writing of a possible biography at some point, and for years she spent weekends in Bangor, often shopping at Betts Bookstore for collectibles and limited editions, and visiting the King-related sites. She was a charter member of the Stephen King emailers group, Skemmers, before she even had a computer, and once sold three of her King limited editions to buy IKEA. This interview tells the story of a jacket. Well, two jackets, actually. Two custom-made, rock-bottom remainders white satin jackets. One has Stephen embroidered on the front, and one has Valerie embroidered on the front. Val had them made for herself and King in appreciation for his work, and for the enjoyment she had reaped from reading his work for decades. I asked Valerie, where'd the idea to have a jacket made for Stephen King come from? Valerie, I wanted to do something just to thank him for all the years of entertainment his writing had provided me, and countless others, of course. My initial thought was to send him a Red Sox jacket, but I wanted to do something a little more unique, something that he'd remember, but also something practical that he might be able to use. And I remembered the Rock Bottom Remainders, King's band, t-shirts that they would sell during the concerts, but they never had jackets, so I thought that would be a good idea. I say, it is actually quite a good idea. How does one go about having such a thing made? Valerie, initially, I found some good images of the drawing that were on the t-shirt, and I took them to the Arctic Sports Shop in Bridgeport, Connecticut. They were known for doing lots of school jackets for high schools. I knew it would have to be a custom-made item, and since it was custom-made, I was able to pick the fabric, the colors, the snaps, and so forth. I went with black and white because I wanted it to match the t-shirts that the band had made. When I showed the guy the image that I wanted to have embroidered on the back of the jacket, he was shocked. He immediately realized how intricate the design was and knew it would be very expensive. I ask, how expensive? Valerie says, once I told him cost was no object because it was for Stephen King, he then asked me how many I wanted to do. I told him two, one for Stephen and one for me. He then quoted me a ballpark figure of close to $1,000 for the two jackets. He also told me that the design would require 50,000 stitches. I ask, what was your reaction when you heard what a big project it was going to be? Did you hesitate about having it done? Valerie, not at all. I said, I don't care how much it costs or how long it takes. I want it done. It's for Stephen King, so just do it. I ask, how long did it take? Valerie, first, they had to sew the jackets, and then they had to do the embroidery, so it took about 3 weeks for the whole job, and the final cost was $750. Frankly, I was thrilled that it was less than $1,000. It didn't really matter, but less is always better. I ask, once you had the jackets, then what did you do? Valerie, on my next trip up to Bangor, I visited Stu Tinker at Betts Bookstore and showed him the jacket. I told him I was thinking of having it delivered to King, but Stu said I needed to bring it myself right to the house. He said it was too cool to just show up in a FedEx box. So off I went to Stephen King's house on West Broadway. I ask her, what was that like? Valerie, a little nerve-wracking. I sat in my car in front of his house for about 20 minutes, trying to marshal the nerve to set foot on Stephen King's private property. I eventually got out of the car, walked up to the front door, and rang the doorbell as I'm looking up at security cameras. I ask, did someone answer the door? Valerie, no. Even though I rang the bell 2 or 3 times, no one ever answered the door. I ask, what did you do then? Valerie, I know this sounds a little stalkery, but I sat in my car for about an hour waiting for someone to show up. Eventually, a minivan pulled into the driveway. The woman that got out looked a lot like Tabitha, but it turned out it wasn't her. It was her sister Stephanie. I ask, did you dare go up to her? Valerie, oh yeah. I got out of the car and yelled out, excuse me, you got a minute? She then said, yeah, can I help you? And as she got closer to me, I said, I'm sorry, I thought you were Tabitha because you look an awful lot like her. And that's when she told me she was Stephanie, her sister. I asked Valerie, what happened next? Valerie, I said, I have a gift for Steve. And she told me that they were at the house in Center Level for the summer. And I said, that's okay, can I leave it with you? And she said, well, it depends on what it is. And I said, it's a jacket I had made for him. I asked Valerie, what was her reaction? Valerie, she asked to see it, so I went and got it out of the back seat of my car. I showed it to her, and her eyes bugged out of her head. This is awesome, she said. Yeah, I'll take it, and I'll leave it right on his desk. She asked me how he'd know who it was from, and and when I told her I didn't really care that he knew it was from me, I just wanted him to have it, she then insisted that I write a letter so he would know that I was the one who gave it to him. I said I didn't think a letter would get through to him, and she told me how to send it so he'd definitely get it. I asked, and did he? Valerie. He certainly did. I got a thank you note from his assistant telling me that he loved the jacket and was very grateful. I ask, so you never got to talk to him about the jacket? Valerie. Oh, yeah, I did. I ask, how did that happen? A couple of months after I left the jacket with Stephanie, King was involved in the Reading Stephen King conference at his alma mater, the University of Maine in Orono. I was at the conference and also attended the banquet dinner that night. No one knew Stephen King was going to be at the dinner, and people were surprised when he walked in. Once the food was served, I mustered the courage to go up to him. I ask, you interrupted his dinner? Valerie, I sure did. I knelt down right next to his chair as he was putting a forkful of salad into his mouth. He was incredibly gracious. He put down his fork, held out his hand, and said, hi, I'm Stephen King. So we shook hands, and I said, hi, my name is Valerie, and I am so sorry for interrupting your dinner, but I just wanted to be sure you got this, and held up my own rock-bottom remainder's jacket, and that it fits you okay. I ask, what was his reaction? Valerie. He said, oh, yes, I did get it, and it fits perfectly. In fact, I almost wore it tonight, but it's too mild out, so I didn't need a jacket. I ask, and then what happened? Valerie. I then made a joke about how it's a good thing he didn't wear it, because if I had seen him walk in with it on, I probably would have fainted. He laughed, and I then said, well, I'm so glad it fits, and again, I'm sorry I interrupted, and I'll let you get back to your dinner. And he said, oh, no, thank you. And I went back to my own table.